Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. We're also on the YouTube and the Twitch streams, youtube.com/1080amthefan, twitch.tv/1080amthefan. Party on, party people in the streams. Let's get this thing going. I wanted to remind everybody, coming up, June 24th is a Tuesday. We have got the local Toyota dealers presenting the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms. It's brought to you by Henderson and Daughter, Windows and Doors, and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Attorneys. Once again, there's going to be a morning round and an afternoon round. If you got your foursome, you want to have a preferred flight to be in, make sure you do it now. Get signed up. You don't want to be in the round that you don't want to, because we can't do anything about it. Once they fill up, they are full. So get signed up. We got Matt's Barbecue again catering the post-round meal. You can go to 1080thefan.com, click on the Fan Golf Classic logo, and you can get details on the event, and you can sign your foursome up right there. It is live at 1080thefan.com. So go and do it. We'll have more details as we go on with this, and we look forward to seeing y'all on the golf course June 24th. And even if you're not playing, it's perfect, because it's just a great day at the golf course. We've had some P1s, you know, mosey on by, watch the broadcast going on down on the golf course out at Langdon. It's always a fun time for the Fan Golf Classic, and your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic. Let's ride. All right, last night we had four basketball games, and three of them were pretty damn intriguing. Most notably is the one that most people didn't even see because it started so early. And that was the Indiana-Milwaukee game.
I understand the whole idea of, like, because you've got game fours and game five, and you want to make sure you stagger, but, like, why the hell is that game tipping off that early?
I don't know. It was, like, right around three, wasn't it? And that's 6 o'clock East Coast time, which, and for Milwaukee folks, that was a 5 o'clock tip. Like, people were literally just getting off of work to go to the game. Like, games, you don't start on a weekday that early, but I think maybe they saw the writing on the wall, which was that the Pacers were going to eliminate the Bucks, and they did.
Well, they did in spectacular fashion.
That game was wild, because you want to talk about ebbs and flows. They call basketball a game of runs. It was running all over the place. And one guy that was streaky as all hell was Gary Trent Jr., who started cold, got hot, went cold, and then got red hot, but then ended up losing the game for Milwaukee. The Bucks blew a 7-point lead with 40 seconds to play. That is a crippling way to lose a basketball game.
So in the playoff tracking era, which goes back to 1997, teams with a 7-point lead or greater with 40 seconds remaining going into the night were 1,609 and zero.
Well, now they're 1,609-1.
What happened there was, I mean, it just doesn't. What you saw last night, if you watched this game, was Chris Vernon, who covers the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. He said something years ago that he brings up every now and then. I think it's very, very true. If you ever have the opportunity to go to an NBA game, go. Because there's a very good chance you will see something that you've never seen before. Like, it doesn't even matter what game. Playoff, regular season, every night in the NBA, there is something just bat-ass crazy that happens.
Well, that was bat-ass crazy. And it's kind of fitting, and sports are poetic in this way that...
It's Doc?
No. That it's Indiana because of Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie Miller against the New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. What was it? Was it 9 points in six seconds?
Yeah.
You see something and you go, oh my gosh, that's absolutely bonkers. And it wasn't quite as dramatic as that, but it was helter-skelter for damn sure. That, by the way, 1,609-1, that is 0.06%.
Yeah.
0.06%.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes, dog. Yes, that's a bad way to be on history. Tough. Gary Trent Jr., though, and it seemed like that game was in the bag. He hit four consecutive threes for Milwaukee, and they had a 118-111 lead with 40 seconds to go. And then he has two critical turnovers, and Tyrese Halliburton scores the final five for Indiana in backpacks.
I mean, Hallie was incredible in this game, what he was able to do down the stretch. That finish that he had that put him ahead was incredible.
Yeah.
That finish was incredible. I mean, you know, there's the back and forth and how Hallie's viewed and all this stuff, the most underrated or most overrated, blah, blah, blah. He was incredible. Like, everything he did, he orchestrated down the stretch. He was picture perfect, and it's unfortunate for Gary Trent Jr. because he starts the game 0 for 7 from 3. Can't do anything. Then hits his next 7 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Just a human flamethrower. Then he hits the one that, like, you think is... That's the dagger. That's the one. Like, he just pulled up for it, just stone cold cash, just let it fly. And you're like, all right, Bucks, not going out sad. Good for you. And then two inexplicable turnovers. A inbounds pass that I don't know where it was to, and a ball that just squirts through his hands and goes out of bounds. Gary Trent Jr. had one turnover coming into the game.
Well, those two are the ones that mattered.
And this is what we talk about in the playoffs, about it's the little things and it's the margins. Like, well, yeah, I mean, the margins don't matter if you're, you know, Cleveland, you're beating the brakes off Miami. Yeah, well, duh. But when you get into games that matter, it's every little thing. And that's this, when they fell short there. And it's not all Gary's fault. Giannis had seven turnovers. Now, he also is the third player in NBA history to lose a playoff game with a 30-20-10 stat line.
It's pretty incredible.
Joining Oscar Robertson and Lou Alcindor.
Those guys are pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got...
That was even before name change to Kareem.
Yeah. He was a Buck. That's the crazy thing. You got absolutely nothing off your bench. The switch to Brook Lopez coming off the bench, that was something. He played 8 minutes.
But he's been ineffective.
I mean, you're not wrong, but still,
at what point though are you sitting there and you're like, maybe old guy don't have it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that with Brooke throughout this series, obviously, and Bobby Portis had outplayed him, but it's also Bobby Portis being a punch off of your bench.
Now gone.
Figuratively and literally.
And literally.
Now gone, and they didn't have those minutes were hollow. So, I mean, it's one of those slippery slopes of, you know, coaching decisions, and Doc Rivers again at the forefront of coaching decisions. But look, the reality was it was going to happen no matter what because Indiana was a better team, and they've been more balanced throughout the course of the series. Damian Lillard's injury, obviously a gut punch to Milwaukee, and they were packing it in and ready to go home. Halliburton, though, at the end of the game, I wonder if he sent his tweet before he had found out about what his dad did. Because immediately after the game, overrate that was the tweet from Tyrese Halliburton. He did not realize all hell was breaking loose on the floor and it involved his dad. Because that's like the story of this game is a buzzer sounds. Some fan comes out and he looks like he's holding like a banner. And he's getting in Giannis's face. And Giannis Antetokounmpo...
had the patience of a saint.
I don't know how he did it, but you could tell from the close-up shots, Halliburton's dad was yelling F you to him.
Yeah. And you can see Giannis when the camera's behind John Halliburton, Tyrese's dad. And you can see Giannis kind of like going through all of the scenarios of in his head of like how he could tear this man in half. And you can just see him just like kind of tilt his head sideways like, I can kill him. Nobody can stop me from doing that right now.
And I appreciate the way that Giannis handled all of it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Pat Connaughton tried to come and break it up and then realized this ain't going to happen. Nope. And it was Giannis after the game in his post-game press conference. He went over all of it. I mean, he has like a 3.5-minute response. We clipped out the best of because Giannis went into a lot of the backstory of his family, which
we all know now.
We know what it is. But I thought he made 3 really good points on what is going through his head and how players are processing losses like this.
One thing I'll say is that I believe like being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you got tagged, and you know it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship; they haven't. Okay, and that doesn't even say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort.
Okay, gives you the green light, mm-hmm. but he knows, and there's awareness in there that not everybody is like him.
Yeah,
right. In that. Just because you win doesn't mean you get the green light. Someone's dad to do it is a wild move.
Far too many family members, John Halliburton, T. Morant, I mean, too many of these people, brothers and sisters that are yelling things at players. Sit down, shut up, enjoy the game.
Now, this is Giannis describing what actually happened with John Halliburton.
Losing the game, emotions run high. Having a fan, which at the moment I thought he was a fan, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love Tyrese. I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son at a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This the F we do. This, I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. And you know what? Tyrese Halliburton agreed.
The emotions of the game just got excited there. I talked with Giannis eventually about it. Just, you know, I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there. And unfortunate, you know, what happened in the end there. But, I mean, this series was a lot of war of words, a lot of war of antics, a lot of stuff going back and forth. And that's just part of, you know, this rivalry and what we've built here over the last couple of years. And, you know, it's unfortunate what happened there, but I think it's just competition. And as far as my pops, again, I don't agree what happened there. We'll have a conversation. You know, everybody's grown men, and you know, we'll just go from there.
What do you think that conversation sounds like with your dad when he does something like that, though?
You're what
like,
the hell are you doing?
What are you doing? Stop.
Like, what?
Celebrate
with your son.
I love that he loves his son.
Just go celebrate with your son.
I don't know why Giannis became the target of it, and he literally did nothing in that series, and he's going to get out there and run his mouth.
And Giannis just basically, what did he go, 30-15-9 in that series?
Yeah.
You're going to go tell that dude?
And you
didn't stop him.
30-20-13 in that game.
Yeah. But what do you mean? You didn't. Not only did you not play, your son's team couldn't do a damn thing with him.
Yeah, it's one
nothing.
Of the best players in the world.
He's going to finish third in the MVP vote.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But Giannis, I thought one of the more poignant points that he made is, look, he doesn't know, but it's not his cup of tea what John Halliburton did. But he's not there yet.
Don't disrespect me. Maybe if my son played basketball, I might be in the court. I might be the one on the court, and like 20 years later, you can play this interview and say, Giannis, you're contradicting yourself. But we'll see in 20 years. But I'm talking about right now how I feel. You know, having somebody's dad, which I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Okay, and the I'm not the guy that points fingers, because in my neighborhood, snitches get stitches. So I don't want to say something, you know, for him to say, to get fined or anything. But it's not respectful. I talk with him at the end. And we, I think we're in a good place.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I need snitches get stitches from Giannis as a drop. Mm-hmm. But he has the worst. Like, I might be that dad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Parents do crazy things for their kids.
Sure.
That was so far out of pocket. It was insane. I mean, that is an absolutely wild move. And John Halliburton is lucky Giannis didn't haul off on him. But as this texter on the fan text line says, the thing that pissed me off about Hallie's dad is going and talking a mess to Giannis because he knew Giannis wouldn't do anything. You aren't going to see him waving a towel in Bobby Portis's face. That from P1 Jordan. No, because Bobby Portis would have dropped him, and he would not have thought twice about it. Giannis, thankfully, has that little voice on his shoulder telling him, don't do it.
You like that Nike money.
Because that would have gotten real messy.
I mean, you can tell Giannis is fighting it back when he goes literally face-to-face with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, he will kill this man.
Boy.
Meanwhile, family members, friends of players, if you're courtside, enjoy the game, shut up.
Meanwhile, Hakeem Olajuwon can't celebrate with Houston when they punch their ticket to the national championship game.
Go figure it out.
Security clearance is all over the place,
yeah,
man.
No love for the dream.
Oh, but outside of that, I think for Giannis, he actually may be thankful that that happened, because it only led to one question post-game that is the biggest on everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that after Will with SportsCenter.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.